Her body tingled as all her senses swirled together. In a bolt of white-hot pleasure, her orgasm came. Throwing her head back, Kat screamed in ecstasy. Sin continued to thrust until he joined her there, in paradise. He collapsed against her, holding her tight while she listened to his heart pounding against her breast, and his breath tickled her neck. "I think," she whispered in his ear, "you've broken me."
"How so?"
"I can't feel my legs, and I have no desire to ever leave this bed again." He laughed.
"Can I sleep up here?"
No. I want on top. You're heavy." He faked an indignant gape.
"Heavy? I'll have you know."
"You're 6 feet 7 inches. Your bones alone weigh a ton."
"And what about you?"
"I'm heavy too, but I want on top." He nibbled at her lips.
"Fine. I'll make a deal with you then. Feel free to climb on top of me anytime you want to."
He rolled over then and pulled her across his body. Smiling, Kat settled down by his side. "Oh yeah, this is perfect." She splayed her hand over his chest and merely took delight in the feel of his skin under her palm. Sin couldn't breathe as he felt the heat of her body pressed up against his as she told him about Cypher and what she'd accomplished in Hades. While she talked, the scent of her body hung heavy in Sin's head, and to his surprise, he could feel his cock starting to harden again. How could that be? And yet there was no denying what he felt. Some alien part of himself needed her more than his body needed to breathe. Katra had a hold on him that he couldn't even begin to understand. But that same alien part of himself wouldn't change that hold for anything. And when she slid herself over him to feed, he felt an inexplicable closeness to her. It was like they were sharing more than blood with each other. They were sharing souls. And as he lay there, lost in the scent and sensation that was Katra, he drifted off to sleep. Well-fed and sated, Kat smiled as she heard Sin's light snore. It was a sweet sound that quickly lulled her to sleep. But unlike the wonderful sharing that had zapped her strength, her dreams were fraught with nightmares. All she could see was the Galu coming after her, hear Kassar calling down the Dimi to kill them. If only she knew it was a dream and not a premonition.